Good morning. Well, we've gone through a lot so far this year, but the company is in great shape. We're sitting on more than $200 million in cash. Construction activities have started. We're done with the commercialization of the first phase of the project. And we are now searching for our upstream footprint to increase it, and that takes time. So I don't have news to talk to you about every week on a regular basis that can make a big difference in the company, except when we start acquiring upstream production. So what I thought I would do today is to review why my fundamental belief in what is happening to the natural gas business is so strong. You know that for over 15 months now, I've been telling you the fundamentals are incredibly strong for natural gas, but I don't know if I've ever explained it completely to you. So let's start with this. The world today uses about 300 million barrel equivalent of energy on a global basis. And of that number, 40% is used mostly in Europe and North America, which represent 15% of the world's population, and 85% of the world's population uses the rest. If we simply wanted to take the rest of the world, that includes China and India, to half of the level of energy consumption per person than Europe and North America use, we would have to add 160 million barrel equivalent to the 300 million that we already use. That is already, to start with, a difficult proposition to tell people when you go around the world explaining to them that they're only going to be entitled to get to half of the living standards of Europe and North America. But let's say that they accept that premise. We need to find 160 million barrel equivalent more. Oil today represents 100 out of the 300. So let's say oil will go to another 50 million barrels a day. It's going to be very difficult to get around cars and using oil for mobility. Renewables today represent 11 million barrel equivalent out of the 300 million. So take that number to whatever you want, 50, 60 million barrels a day, over the next however time you're going to allow for the rest of the world to catch up with us. You are going to still need to find 50 million barrel equivalent. And since we don't want to do nuclear and we don't want to do coal, the only answer is another fossil fuel, natural gas, which means that you would have to double the amount of production of natural gas on a global basis. If you wanted to also reduce the coal consumption on a global basis, you would actually need to triple gas consumption on a global basis. That is going to be a gigantic effort to do this. But if you replaced all of the coal power generation globally with natural gas, that would be the first step to reducing carbon emissions by 25%. You would reduce 6 billion tons of carbon from the atmosphere out of 43 billion that we currently emit. That would be a very, very significant step. So in that context, I don't see what the alternative to natural gas is. And since the U.S. is blessed with very vast resources that can be produced very cheaply and put on the water very cheaply, we are in the catbird seat in terms of the U.S. to meet that demand. That's why I think the fundamentals are so strong and will drive tellurium to be a very significant company. Thank you.
This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, market conditions, economic conditions and trends, energy, including natural gas demand, commodities prices, emissions and emission reductions, and prospects for the Driftwood Project. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of August 24th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.